I would agree with Karen that it's probably not for everyone. Yun nga, parang may mga people who would probably be turned off with how there is so much sex in the movie.
Yes, just want to say, I love the sex scenes. They're very well coordinated and choreographed.
The sex scenes.
Favorite, pero only with like Mark Ruffalo. Those are really good. I didn't want to see any with the ugly guy.
With the fuglies. Oh, fuglies.
Marunong.
Warning, spoilers are present in this podcast.
Welcome to Third World Cinema Club, Women's Month Edition. My name is Princess Kinok of Film Police Reviews.
I'm Karen May of Kraken May.
And this is Ika Cheng from Team P Cheng. And for this episode, we are recording a special women's themed episode, and it is Poor Things. Which, of course, is also getting all of the buzz, especially during awards season. And actually, the Oscars is happening this Monday. And Poor Things is actually nominated for 11 awards. So it's just behind Oppenheimer, which has 13 awards, the most awards nominated. Let's just do a quick run through of the nominations for Poor Things. So it is nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Score, Best Cinematography, Best Costume Design, Best Production Design, Best Makeup and Hairstyling, and Best Film Editing. So if you want to find out how Poor Things does, you can actually stream the Oscars on Monday on Disney+. So that will be Monday morning. So it's like around 8 or 9, it's already starting. So just head right on over to Disney+ to find out.
Yay! Wow, a lot of nominations, huh? So, just before we go through with our thoughts and prayers about this film, Poor Things is a 2023 film directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, written by Tony McNamara, and it is based on the 1992 novel by Alasdair Gray. So, of course, as you may know, it stars Emma Stone in her isang kakaibang Emma Stone, most daring role yet. Ganon. And of course, it also has Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe, Rami Youssef, Christopher Abbott, and Gerard Carmichael. So the film focuses on Bella Baxter. As you've read the reviews and synopsis online, it is a modern retelling of a Frankenstein's monster tale, but told on a female's perspective. So it's a young woman in Victorian London who is resurrected via a brain transplant and embarks on an odyssey of self-discovery. All right, so Karen, can you tell us what are your thoughts and prayers about this film, Poor Things?
Yes, thanks, Sess. So I have the freshest memory of this movie because I just watched it this week. And by the way, guys, it's still showing, so you can still watch it. I think that both of them watched it last year, pa. Because it's been, it's a 2023 film, no? But it really is a testament to how it resonated to a lot of viewers that it's still showing right now until Oscar season. So for me, obviously, the first thing I noticed was the fashion. So the costume design was amazing. I felt like I was in a storybook. And the set design reminded me of if you played BioShock Infinite. Just the whole anachronistic vibe, and it's all color saturated. So if you're looking for historical accuracy, this ain't it. That's not the point of this movie, because there are so many juxtaposed fashion. So like you have like 60s fashion with like go-go boots, and then you have high-waisted skirts, but then you'd have like the Victorian era puff sleeves going on. So I love how they were so unapologetic about the fashion being inaccurate.
Actually, I read something about the fashion in the movie. It actually reflects Bella's growth. So when we see her, she's wearing the puff sleeves, and then from there the silhouette goes smaller and slimmer, you know, to represent her freedom also. So yeah, from something so innocent and baby like at the start, so you know, with the puff sleeves, and then the silhouette changes, so it's a reflection of her growth also, the costumes.
Or adult, no? I was feeling the puff sleeves though, but I get what you mean. Para it's,
yeah, ako din, yung puff sleeves din yung gusto ko.
Gusto ko naman, thank you sa binilhan ko sa carousel, thank you.
Guys, you have to see what she's wearing.
Yes.
Okay, katagal ko na tong nasa akin or pinagkuplano. This is actually para sa Emily and Perico. Pero, sabi ko, oh my god, when I saw this movie and I saw how out of this world, or like, as in, it's really like pushing the screen when you see like the puff sleeves every time. Part. Like, it really has a presence. I feel like it's its own character. Also, can we spoil, or this is non-spoilery na?
I think we can spoil. Yeah, oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
Okay, so obviously, fashion, yes. Check times 100 set aside. It's so pastel and colorful. I like how the progression was with the black and white scenes, and then how you see how she discovers herself and discovers the world. So, you know, it becomes saturated in color. Kind of reminds you of Pleasantville, because in Pleasantville, diba? Nagka-color, you know. They were doing stuff. But anyway, for this film, I was quite surprised because it's quite exciting and spicy that I did not expect it in that sense. But also, it's quite welcome. I feel like it might be very divisive if you are of a certain sensibility. But for me, I didn't mind. Like, bring it on, honestly. Siguro for me lang, some scenes ran on too long. Like, I am all for the oldest profession in history. I am all for the sex industry and proper practices for sex workers. So I didn't mind all the whoring in this film. But I just felt like it could have been condensed to get the point of.
Actually, I don't know. It's interesting that you bring that up, because, well, you know, as you know, I read the book, and that part is actually very short in the book. It's like,
I extended it.
Yeah, so the film really pulled on it and really extended it. So yeah, I mean, it's just stating like a difference from the book and the film. But like you said, you know, I was kind of like looking at it from a sex positive perspective, but yeah, I think they could have cut it, they could have trimmed it down a bit, because halos wala siya sa, I mean, hindi mas halos wala, it's there but super super small lang, and yeah, so yeah
but to clarify, it's not just the whoring part or the sex work part, baka kasi ba taken out of context. I think there are some scenes that could have been shortened or could have been done away with at all. Yeah, there were some scenes that could have been done away, such as the ending that would never end. I thought I was okay na, you know, may conclusion na ako, and then suddenly, para siyang Christmas party, napaalis na ako, pero yung parents ko, makikipag-usap pa sa kamag-anak dun sa door, tapos mga 1 hour na naman ako nag-aantay. So, akala ko tapos na dun sa part na kasal, we're okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
A full person na, she has agency, and then suddenly may random character from the past that I have to care about. Like, I feel like it was so unnecessary to have that tacked on pa, just to say na, oh, ito pala yung past niya. Parang, I feel like hindi na yun kailangan eh. Kasi, she's a fully realized human being already. Parang, that was the journey. I did not really care for that part. It could have ended there and then kind of cut to that part where it was basically, I don't know if they were like a polycule or like a throuple.
Yeah, actually, very good. Points.
The lovers were there. Ideal ending. So,
very good point on that. Kasi, also in the book, mas, ano ba? hindi ganun ka wild yung ending, I would say. Like, in the film, yung best friend niya from the whorehouse. Di ba parang nakasama na nila sa brothel, parang yun nga ka-throuple na nila dun sana, but wala yun sa book actually. So that was one thing out. And what I like more about the book is mas nag-focus siya sa relationship ni Bella and si Candle. So sa sila talaga walang gulong iba, diba? No, kasi okay, dun sa movie kasi biglang may throuple eh, diba? Mm-hmm. Okay, so medyo weird din yun. But when I saw the movie, parang nasa page 50 pa lang kasi ako ng book. So parang imagine my surprise, diba? Ang daming sex scenes pala. But anyways, I also felt like what Karen felt na sa scene na yun, yung they were getting married na, ganyan. Tapos biglang umepal yung husband niya. Biglang, ha? Nagulat din ako. Parang siyang 0.5, di ba? I don't know, parang may parang dagdag lang din. So, although that was in the book, the husband is in the book, parang yun nga, I kind of felt what Karen felt din na they could have edited it.
Right? Because ang dami natin pinagdaanan with Bella. Okay. Ang katoksikan. With all the crappy men in her life. Diba? Even from si God. Was nice, okay. But like, that's bare minimum. But he was still lying to her and kind of treating her like an experiment. Like Mark Ruff. Yun ang nagkatawag ko sa Mark Ruffalo, si Duncan. Obviously, such a fuckboy. So, I mean, obvious na yon. Si Max is like a nice guy, which is also negative in that sense. You know, like when you're like,
hey, I'm a nice guy, you should give me everything.
Yeah, you should date me. You should, because I'm better than the other guys. But also, I was not comfortable because they were doing the whole betrothal thing, and she had like the mind of an infant. So I just felt so uncomfortable, but maybe that's the point. And yun siguro, just to summarize what I feel about the movie, I really enjoyed the wild ride. I like na yung background niya is like as crazy as my ruffles that I am wearing right now, and that it made it all the more engaging and entertaining because it's really about the journey of, you know, finding your agency and finding freedom. As in, it's basically a good for her movie. Good for her, diba? Good for you, Emma Stone. Get your freedom. But also, I guess, medyo triggering lang siya. If you've ever been, if you've ever experienced the patriarchy, which is basically all of us as women, it was so uncomfortable to watch men just really fantasizing about infantilizing women. You know how people are saying, oh, it's so cute when you're like baby talking, or like, you know, yung when you pitch up your voice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I think lately people have been reclaiming it. Also, yung bimbofication, they've been reclaiming it, I think, on social media. So like, they would have like the bimbo voice and then they would talk about the economy or like human rights. So I think I like that movement online. Pero when you see this movie, kasi it can get very uncomfortable because it's so familiar and it's something that we've experienced in our own lives if we've dealt with very toxic men, which is all of us again. So I wanted to know what you guys thought about that as well. Kasi, diba, it's medyo obvious na metaphor na she's childlike, they're dressing her. And, you know, there's this really gross thing that some guys think that they want to date way younger because, oh, I can still mold her. Basically, I can create my ideal woman because she's still young and she's still growing. So I can impose my own ideals on her. So, so medyo part, I was good for her. I'm cheering her on. But part, tumataas yung blood pressure ko because it just reminds me of all the men I had to deal with, you know, in my journey of life. So I'm sure all the other women have felt the same way.
Correct. What about you, Ika, since you've read the book on that perspective aside from seeing the film? We saw the film together last
year, but seated apart. So it was during the the Poor Things was actually the opening film of Q Cinema. So kudos to Q Cinema for getting this film and making it its opening film. Honestly, I thought that if it didn't do so well in Q Cinema, with the viewership and with the reviews, because from what I've heard, lagi siyang sold out, diba? Yung screenings niya. I think if it didn't do too well, baka it wouldn't have been distributed here. That's ano lang ah, parang ano ka lang yun. But, or maybe the distributor probably had more confidence because, it did well sa Q Cinema. So, guys, that's why we should also support our film fests. I'm sure Princess is a big advocate of that. So, kudos to Q Cinema for acquiring this film and making it its opening film. Because, ang galing eh. Kasi it's like, it's a big buzz in award season. So, it was really a good choice. And then, yun nga. 20th Century Studios acquired it and it was distributed here locally. So, medyo may ano lang, may rating lang because of the scenes. Ganyan. So, well, actually, I was interjecting sa ano ni time ni Karen when she was talking. But, yun nga, kasi I guess we felt the same about, certain scenes and like that. But, as I mentioned earlier, when I saw the film, parang nasa page 50 pa lang ako. So, I wasn't really sure what the book was about. So, kaya, hence my surprise and my shock with, all of the sex scenes, ganyan-ganyan. But, yun nga, I would agree with Karen that it's probably not for everyone. Yun nga, parang may mga people who would probably be turned off with how there is so much sex in the movie.
Yes, just want to say, I love the sex scenes. They're very well coordinated and choreographed.
The sex scenes. Sex
scenes. Favorite. Pero only with like Mark Ruffalo. Those are really good. With Max. I didn't want to see any with the ugly guy.
With the fuglies. Fuglies.
Marunong.
Pwede ba? So, yeah. Yun.
Later, may sasabihin ako dun sa sexy nila ni Mark Ruffalo that I really felt. But, sige.
Hello? What did you feel? Oh, my gosh. Okay. People might be shocked with how much sex there is in the movie. But, like I said earlier, you just sort of have to look at it from a... Ako, I was looking at it from a sex-positive perspective na parang si Bella, she, because this is set in Victorian England na medyo steampunk. it's set in Victorian England, so very very conservative, ganyan-ganyan, and Bella is dictating her own sexual awakening, ganyan, because honestly and I won't reveal na kung who told us this, who told me this. Basta, growing up, there was someone who said na parang sex is only for, said to, not to me, ako lang, but to a group, tapos nandun ako. Na parang this person said na sex is only to procreate children. Ganyan. So parang, di ba, and if you hear something like that at an impressionable age, di ba, parang, and then here comes a movie like this na parang, that's so sex positive. So parang, that's why I want to look at the movie from that perspective, because may mga ganun pa ring views eh, na parang that they're still very conservative about sex. Diba? Na yun nga, you only have sex to procreate children. Then I guess, parang, okay! Diba? So, I kind of like that this film smashes that kind of thinking. Ganyan. But of course, again, it's not for everyone. So you really have to set your mind to it. Na you have to look at, I guess, from a female perspective, no? You have to look at it from na yun nga, she's a sex worker, and then I don't remember na if this is from the movie or from the book. Pero parang how come it's the, kasi syempre uso yung they're doing sex work, so there's like danger of mga sexually transmitted diseases, ganyan ganyan. So parang how come it's the sex workers who have to protect themselves and not the customers, di ba? Parang hindi mo pwedeng i-call out si customer na may syphilis ka, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. But it's...
Yung mga cut, di ba? Yung cut sa salary. Oh.
Di ba? Yeah. Things like that, di ba? So, you really have to... your mind, you really have to asset it na parang you have to look at it from a different way. Kasi parang yun, baka yung initial impression mo is masyashock ka talaga. But what I noticed then that probably they took less of in the film, in the book kasi, one of the things that I liked about the book is that it actually puts the nursing profession up on a pedestal. Kasi syempre ako, I actually graduated as a nurse and I'm a board passer, ganyan. So parang natutuwa ako every time there's like a passage in the book that praises nurses. Kasi diba, si Godwin and then they're surgeons, right? And he would always praise mga nurses, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Kasi in the book kasi, Bella eventually becomes a doctor. Pero ang sabi kasi sa kanya ni Godwin na mag-nurse ka muna, ganyan. Kasi parang, very, very realistic pa rin yung approach niya. So, that's kind of one of the things for me. I kind of felt bad that was left out in the movie. Kasi ang ganda nung, let me just read something from...
Anecdote.
Actually, took note of it eh. Sino ba yun? Happy natin ah. The public hospitals are places where doctors learn how to get our hospitals have improved since then. They have indeed, thanks to good nursing. Our nurses are now the truest practitioners of the healing art. Ayan. So if every Scottish, Welsh, or English doctor and surgeon dropped suddenly dead, 80% of these admitted to our hospitals would recover if the nursing continued. So may mga ganun siyang lines in the book that were left off in the movie na parang I felt, sayang, di ba? Nag-focus sila dun sa isang profession, yung earlier profession ni Bella. Charot. And they...
story Scottish sila sa
book. Yes, in the book it's they're Scottish. So yun nga, pinalitan din nila in the movie, parang ginawa silang British, diba? So yun de, I mean, that's just one thing that I wanted to point it out na sayang. It could have put the nursing profession in the spotlight, diba? And yun nga eh, parang to think na in the actual book, very small lang yung part na yun na she was in the brothel. As in, like, parang hardly mentioned. Parang. Mm-hmm. Tapos yun yung, that's what they chose to focus on in the movie. So, medyo, yeah. But, there. Other thoughts and prayers, I would agree with Karen, the costumes and production design, grabe. Yun nga, it felt like you were reading a storybook talaga with all of the colors and, you know, yun nga, ginawa pa nilang steampunk yung ano. So parang it kinda, aside from it feeling like you're reading a book, parang ka rin nasa dream. Parang dream, there are a lot of dream sequences also that felt like you were in a dream. So yeah, I like those two. And of course, yung the acting, I think Emma Stone has a good chance here with Poor Things. But I also have to give a shout out to Mark Ruffalo. galing niya, sobrang funny niya, talagang ang kulit ng character niya here. And I mean, the character, you would hate him, but how he was portrayed by Mark Ruffalo in the film, as matutuwa ka sa kanya. So there, I'm gonna stop. Yun, thoughts and prayers. Yeah,
si Mark Ruffalo si, di ba? Siya.
Ses is winking. Oh yeah.
Na nagturo kay ano?
Ay, sorry, go.
Go lang.
May tanong lang ako, puro sex yung tanong ko, 'di ba? Yung tanong ko kasi, I really like the parts start, you know, when she was discovering herself and her own body. Mm. So was that like something na that was emphasized in the book now when she was discovering self-pleasure. Yeah. I think I like that they stretched that out, honestly, and then all those close-ups. And yeah. then the cute.
Actually, wala siya sa book eh. Parang ano, in the book kasi, parang she travels with Godwin. Nag-travel sila, and then when she comes back, ano na siya, sexually awakened na siya. Parang ganon. And then, she's already trying to kiss si, ano, si Candles, ganyan-ganyan. And then, she tells him na parang she kinda learned it with, ano, with another girl. Ewan ko kung sino. So, siguro baka doon nila kinuha na, you know, she's bisexual, ganon. Yeah. Oh. Pero, wala yun. Wala yung, or maybe I missed it. Pero wala yung part na yun na with the with the cucumber and the yun lang parang kwento lang niya na ganun na she would kiss girls ganyan. Ayun
siguro ano sa akin naman ano pero just to comment on that siguro fantasy yun ni Godwin na his own creation interacts with women kasi di ba parang si Godwin he's interpreted as this very empirical scientist or something parang ganun. So anyway, sa akin naman, ang ano ko, na-appreciate ko yung sa sex scenes kasi talagang tumatak din siya sa akin. Pero for me, ang output sa akin nito, like after kong lumabas ng sinehan, sabi ko kay Pong, sa boyfriend ko, kasi hindi ko siya sinamak dahil jam-packed yung sinehan noon. As in, sabi ko parang since may kakilala ko sa organizers, nahiya naman ako na bigyan ng ticket yung boyfriend ko. Or gusto ko man siyang bigyan, parang sabi sa akin, naka monoblock ng iba. Ayoko naman siyang paupuin sa monoblock, pero...
Ay, totoo yun. Na, sorry, ah, sasingit na naman ako. Because I was there also.
Diba, grabe yung
dami. There were no more seats. Talagang, naglabas na sila ng monoblock chair. People were sitting on monoblock chairs. People were sitting on the stairs.
The stairs, oo.
Ganun so, karami.
Parang, although may ticket yung boyfriend ko, sabi ko, be, wag ka na lang pumunta kasi parang kawawa yung iba dahil sa monoblock na sila nakapunta. Tapos parang, ikaw, baka wala kang... Hindi ka maging comfortable, ganyan-ganyan. Yun. So, ako, ano, I'm a huge fan of Yorgos Lanthimos ever since I've seen Lobster. And ang masasabi ko lang, kaya siguro na pinili yung mga sex scenes, is mahilig talaga siya sa shock. Yung may shock factor siya lagi. Like, with Lobster, puro sila barilan. Kasi parang, it's about finding your lobster in a sense na parang, if hindi na siya compatible sa'yo, your lobster will kill you or your supposed lobster will kill you. Parang ganun. Tapos, sa, ano din, dun sa... Isang film na nandun si Emma Stone. The Favorite.
So,
The Favorite.
The Favorite. Oo. I like that.
Sobrang shock factor din yun, di ba? Na parang, oh, okay. Oh, sa bagay, kasi...
Puro, pero di ba mga sex scenes rin dun?
Oo. Na parang, kasi di ba, at sa atin, pagka na nababasa natin yung era nung queen na yun, it's all about, you know, glory, fancy, and all that. Pero hindi mo alam na parang behind the scenes, masama pala yung gali niya, parang ganun. Brat pala siya, ganyan. So, feeling ko, pinili ni Yorgos yun to emphasize something bigger aside from just, you know, sex as sex sells, parang ganun. Siguro, nagkaroon na rin ng parang testing na sige, let's use sex to promote this film somehow. Pero actually, pinapromote nila yung film, di nila sinabi na maraming, ganun kadami yung sex scenes ni Emma Stone, eh, di ba? Parang, all we know is that she's crazy. Yun ang impression sa akin. Ah, siguro baliw siya dito, ganyan. Hindi ko alam na magiging Frankenstein's monster pala siya. So for me, kaya ko to pinili kasi ito yung favorite kong scene when she first...
Sa Lisbon!
Oo. The first time she ever tasted dessert. Ito yung bago siya lumuwa nung parang hindi masarap na dessert, diba? Tapos parang pinapagalitan siya na behave properly, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos yun. So for me, parang part nung journey niya yung sa sex kasi... Umpisa pa lang, parang set na siya dun sa premise na she doesn't have control over her life. Someone else is controlling her life. Na parang binigyan siya ng, nilibirth siya into this person or person, experimental person, ganyan ni Godwin, ganyan. Tapos at the same time, parang binibetrothed na siya dun sa, ano, sa assistant niya, ganyan. And it's so funny because when you realize how a woman evolves in her life, it's not just about school or marriage, it's not just that eh. Parang dito, she even faced poverty and she cried when she faced poverty. She faced so many emotions when she read a book for the first time. And hindi lang siya yung books na binibigay ni Godwin, like, from these other liberal politic friends, mga beatnik friends niya, when they were giving her education, teaching her about freedom and liberty and democracy.
Socialist,
is like, oh, may socialist dun eh, di ba?
Parang,
Tapos, di ba yun nga yung, yung isang ano, socialist pala siya. So parang, it's amazing how a woman's mind doesn't just focus on like the basic things. Tapos, sorry naman sa mga, sa mga guys. But dito, pinapakita. sorry to the men who's listening to this episode. But imagine, siya, when she set herself out into the world, like discover herself, her own pleasures, ang lawak. Lumawak siya. Nagkaroon siya ng kulay. Hindi na siya black and white. Talagang ang lawak nung na-experience niya. Versus kay Godwin, siya parang, ah, no, I'm a surgeon. I wanna be a surgeon. I was not a surgeon, but I was reborn into a surgeon. I am gonna die as a surgeon. Tapos si Candles, ah, hindi, kailangan kasi, ano, follower ako ni surgeon, so dapat surgeon din ako. Dapat ikasal ako kay girl. Ganto lang ako. Tapos si, ano, si winking, Mark Ruffalo, hindi, ah, mapapasakin siya kasi she's unique. She's a unique being, so she should be mine. We're gonna have lots of adventures. She loves sex. I love sex as well. Ganyan. Pero nung nag-grow pa si Bella out of that, nawala siya. To the point na nabaliw siya na he can't have her, he can't control her, she's not. Tapos to the point na talaga nagsisigaw siya na, you're the only woman that I love, or they're the only person. Wala kang comparison, wala kang kupas, ikaw lang ang gusto ko, ganyan-ganyan. Parang, alam mo yun, parang it's so funny that, sorry guys again, who are listening to this episode, but it's so funny.
Lang sila sa likod ni sis.
It's so funny how these guys, they're just that. Pero si Bella, grabe yung lawak nung napuntahan niya. Talagang na-experience niya yung mundo as she should, diba? And to think this is her second life, parang, and yun pa, parang imagine, spoiler alert, galing sa kanya yung life na yun. Tapos na-re-experience niya. And mas lumawak pa yung experience niya, no?
Both mother and daughter.
Oo, parang ang galing. Tapos alam mo, at some point, when na-reveal na kung saan siya galing or saan siya nagmula, kinilabutan ako. Tapos katabi ko, girl. Tapos parang ako, grabe, no? Parang siyang metaphor in itself na parang we, as women, we give life. We are life. Parang ganun siya. Yun yung na-take away ko sa kanya. Oo. Medyo, ano din naman, nakakabuhay. Nagwi-wink na naman. Nakakabuhay naman talaga yung, ano, di ba? Pero, ano siya, parang for me, yun nga, sex, very sex positive yung part na yun. To the point na parang ako na yung napagod sa kanya. Kasi parang, I think this is too much pleasure. Ganyan. Tapos, siya din, parang in-acknowledge na rin na parang, it's okay, I'm done. I'm over that now. I have to go and move on with my life. Ganun. Pero yung mga lalaki sa buhay niya, parang sila, ay, sana ako after? Parang, ano nang next sa akin? Ano nang mangyari sa buhay ko? Kasi I need to have you so my life would be complete. Pero nung nakuha nila siya, teka, ang buhay ko ba is just you? It's not just you. My life is more than this. So, although understandable yung haba nung films, and talagang may time na talagang gagano na ako, parang, tapos na ba? Kasi, parang okay na eh. Parang sobra na yung, ano, sobra na yung penetration, but at the same time, parang ma-forgive mo din si Yorgos for doing that to Bella kasi parang she's taking control of her own life and this is her own adventure. She's writing her own adventure. This is not out of the pages of ano of Godwin's journals, ganun. So yun lang. And yes, kudos sa ano sa production. Sobrang favorite ko maliban dito sa scene na to. Tsaka yung outfit na dito. Sabi ko talaga, nung nakita ko yung outfit na dito, sabi ko, I will wear that. I would definitely wear that.
Kapag tayo. Shorts! Tabi ka. Ay, usok ka nga, sis.
Ayan.
Tabi ka nga, sis.
Sorry. Diba?
Naka-shorts. Parang shorts siya tapos.
A high-waist skirt siya.
A high-waist skirt.
Oh, yeah. Old school. And then, kasi nga modern siya na mag-isip. Tapos nung i-interject ko lang kasi diba you're talking about Mark Ruffalo and like he was being a simp na. Pero napansin ko he said like, parang you're losing the adorable way you're speaking. Diba? He kind of said that because at the start, diba, yun pa hindi pa natin na-mention, like, the way she would speak.
Yes.
Other levels. And then, eventually, diba, full sentences. Tapos parang medyo na-turn off na si Duncan sa kanya. And I feel like I see that a lot with some men na if they can't control you, or you have agency of your own mind, or you have an identity outside of being in a relationship, parang na-turn off sila. Diba parang sinasabi nila, they always say, oh, I want like a strong, independent woman. Tapos pag nandiyan na, oh, ano na, tihaya ka na, diba? Wala kang magawa. Parang na-intimidate yung mga tao with strong, powerful women. So I feel like this is a testament to that.
Correct.
Also, diba, parang, doesn't it reflect rin the sign of the times during that time? Although hindi nga historically accurate, but diba, they're talking about hysteria and even trigger warning, you know, ano matawag sa ganun? Yung...
Lobotomy?
Ay, yung lobotomy.
Lobotomy ba? Is that what you're saying?
Kinakat yung ano niya.
Sa ay, yung ano! Yeah. Yung clitoris. Clitoris. Ay, sorry. Yung...
Okay lang.
Yeah.
Medical term naman siya.
Ay, medical term naman. But, yeah. Female circumcision. Parang female circumcision.
Ayun, female circumcision.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even realize until they're saying Africa and then, diba? Kasi nga...
Oo, yun. Actually, the husband wanted her to have that.
Si husband na Nepal na, we didn't even care na may husband. Nandun siya sa parang how many minutes left? Like, I think konti na lang eh, I guess. I don't know ah. Pero, akala ko talaga ending part 2.
Ano lang pala, sorry. Isisingit ko lang kasi fan ako ng girls. And then si Christopher Abbott, nasa girls kasi siya. Siya yung husband. Siya yung gumanap na husband. And then, ang ironic lang for me, bilang fan ng girls on HBO, umalis kasi siya sa second season because hindi sila nagkasundo ni Lena Dunham. Because she finds Lena Dunham too strong. So imagine yung role niya dito is he's also a strong and independent woman. Parang ako, kaya pinapalag ko, nakakairita ka na talaga, you know? Tapos yun. Ay, tapos pansin niyo yung walk niya, no? Yung movements niya. Noong una, hindi siya marunong maglakad ng properly. Talagang pang-baby. Diba? Hanggang sa paunti-unti. Tsaka yung...
Actually, in the book, ay, teka lang, in the book, yung even, actually, ang ganda nung, yung paperback copy ng yung book kasi marami siyang illustrations. Sorry. So ano ba to? Yung nakikita mo sa mga anatomy books nandoon siya. And then may mga ganyang klaseng and that's Godwin Baxter. May mga ganyang illustrations din. But I wanted to show was yung ato how Bella was nung una ganito daw siya magsulat. Kasi diba nag until eventually she learns how to write in properly. So yeah, I just want to say if you enjoyed the film, it's nice to read the book because as you know, aside from the story, marami rin siyang illustrations and pictures. So,
yeah. Okay. Ang scary lang, no? Kasi, historically, that's what they've been doing to women. Kung ano yung nangyari sa movie, you know, yung ayaw nila na masyadong educated yung babae. And yun na nga, they try to control yung hysteria coming from our naughty bits, our awesome bits.
Yeah.
Diba doon naman ang galing ang hysteria na word?
Tapos hindi pa nila alam na parang 'di ba kunyari yung sa menstruation bill or what. 'Di ba they have no idea how it hurts. Tapos parang sa Japan may test na ngayon na parang inaano yung
I saw same, that
ano motion yung same sensations that we experience when we have our period. Buti na lang din yung boyfriend ko, hindi siya yung parang ganoon na parang siguro meron ka kaya ka. Hindi siya ganoon, parang alam niya kasi dahil sis yung ate niya strong independent woman din siya. So parang aware sila na masakit talaga yun pag may period sila, ganyan. So thankfully, pero naka-experience na ako before na parang office mate, parang ano naman kung may period, parang hindi ko alam if experience ng may period. Tapos yung first time mo makakita ng blood down there when you were just in high school, parang nakaka-shock yun kasi tsaka worried ka kasi syempre that's blood eh, 'di ba? So anyways, parang ang ganda lang ng na din na kasi parang dito sa film, 'di ba? Parang pinapakita na parang men, although they try to control women, tayo parang when we are given something, we make the most out of it. Like, ang dami nating, parang pag pinadala tayo sa moon, and thankful ako na may mga female astronauts na, parang, di ba, pag pinapadala tayo sa ibang bansa, I mean, ibang bansa, ibang planeta, hindi lang siya pa, hindi lang siya parang soil. Okay, the ano of soil. Talagang sila, oh, it's possible that we could have this and that, ganyan, ganyan. Kasi, if you have too much, kasi parang may na, ganun ako nabasa, parang yung mga female astronauts, they figured na, yung too much acidity in this planet will not be helped. Diba? Parang iniisip na nila tayo.
No, nasa natin yan.
Oo, diba? Iniisip na natin. Parang, ay, hindi tayo makakain dito kasi acidic ako or something. Pero pagka lalaki, hindi, try natin. Kasi it's my pride and glory to colonize this planet. Parang ganun lang sila. Parang tayo.
Private parts are like acidic. So,
wait, is this really healthy for us to live in? Parang ganun tayo mag-isip, diba? Oh. So, galing. Yun lang.
Yun pala i-add ko. Like, iniisip ko, di ba parang we go through the whole from your dad tapos sa asawa na parang yung tinuturo sa atin na conservative teaching na parang napansin ko lang rin dun sa movie na, di ba, nag-start si Bella with si Godwin. Mm-hmm. Parang ipapakasal na lang siya with si Max, 'di ba, na parang okay, ito na 'yung next step mo. Not even her as herself, magpapa, you're just, aside from being a daughter, you're gonna be someone's wife na lang. So I was really rooting for her when she was like, although I did not want her to be with that lawyer dude, I just wanted her to explore the world. But I don't know if you've ever had that kind of teaching or narinig mo na sabihin sa 'yo na okay, na parang dapat you have to be trained to be like a good housewife, blah blah blah. Parang it's so weird na for the longest time, like the past decades or like before, diba na yun lang yung iniisip na function ng babae na from your taking care of your family and then you're gonna take care of your own family as someone's wife. Ayun. Mm-mm. So, ano doon?
Sa akin bilang ano, sa tribe namin, pag babae talaga, hindi kami nagiging leaders, parang ganun. But although we have this thing called bae, which is it's spelled as bae, pero bae yung pronunciation niya. Oo, ano, parang we're obliged to just take care of the household, ganyan-ganyan. And hindi pa yun, ano ha, pre-colonial times pa yun. So imagine, parang, kasi before I remember yung dad ko, pagka-uuwi siya, tapos sustain mo na siya, ganyan. Nung bata kasi ako, syempre pagbata ka, sila yung nagluluto for you, ganyan-ganyan. So sabi ko, pwede magluto ka naman ng ganito for us kasi namimiss ko na yung luto mo, ganyan. Tapos yung dad ko, no, you're of age. You have to cook. You're the woman in this house, ganyan. So parang, pero ano siya, partida, ano siya, siya yung nagturo sa amin na parang you have to be strong, you have to speak your mind, you have to ganito, ganyan. Pero may ganun pa rin siya talagang downplay na parang ako.
Pagdating sa ano, housework.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Emotional labor yan, di ba? Also, aside from that.
Kayo, ano yung experience niyo sa ganun?
Yan, Ika.
Oh, ako, I'm thankful naman na si Paul, my husband, hindi siya ganun. Parang, ano kami, di yata siguro siya mag-agree when I say na share kami sa church. So, umiilig siya. No, kasi mas, honestly, hindi ako ano, I mean, babae ako, pero hindi ako domesticated ano I rarely do sa totoo lang ah, I rarely cook parang pag nasa mood alam mo ang pag nag ano kami pag nag outing kami team building ganyan tapos mag-a-assign ng mga chores tapos yung nakakatawa nga eh, di ba mag-a-assign ng chores bingo ko sa breakfast lang ako prito lang alam ko pero yung mga boys sila yung nasa ano sila yung mga ihaw and you know all of the complicated cooking pero ako dun ako sa prito lang and ganun I mean I see myself kasi as someone who would rather do other stuff I don't know hindi talaga ako I mean I know how to cook pero and I would do it sometimes pero ganun lang prito lang luto lang ng pasta ganyan pero
other stuff in there. And then yun nga eh, si Paul mas he does more household work actually. So I'm grateful na ganun siya, na hindi siya yung thinking niya, it's not babae ka, ikaw maglinis, ikaw maghugas, ganun, hindi. He understands na marami na akong ginagawa, ganyan, I'm tired, I need to sleep. So, he would, pitch in and do stuff. Sabi ko nga kay Karen na, si Paul, ang love language niya is, ano yun?
Acts of service.
Wait, ba tawag sa'yo? Sorry, acts of service ang kanyang love language. So, yeah, he would wash the dishes, he would cook, siya yung nag-aalaga kay Paul. Actually, mas prime caregiver pa nga siya ni Luke. And he would take out the trash, yung ganun level. So, I'm grateful na ganun siya. Na he wasn't raised to be, to think na, babae ka, ikaw sa kusina, ganun. No, not at all. I'm rarely in the kitchen. Actually, when nung renovate yung bahay, sabi namin, sige po, maliit lang po yung, sa dad ni Paul, maliit lang po yung kusina kasi hindi naman kami nagluluto. So, parang as a couple, hindi talaga kami ganun. Ask anyone, ma-deliver akong tao. Grab, Food Panda, ganyan. So, yeah, I'm just happy na hindi ko na-experience yung ganun. Yung ganong thinking. And yun nga, ask anyone I know, yung mga teammates ko sa hindi nila ako nakita magluto na anything complicated na like menudo or pag nag-team building, dun ako sa breakfast kasi prito lang. Kaya sometimes, ganun. So yeah, I'm just happy na hindi ko na-experience yun. I guess I'm blessed na yung napangasawa ko ganun. Na we share in the load ganyan. I'm lucky. Alam yes. and I know that.
Shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul. Oh,
ikaw naman Karen, did you experience any such thing and in the household ganyan?
Oh, my household kasi it's kind of conservative in that sense na you kaya naka-relate ako kay Bella eh. Then nanonood ako ng first part. Sabi ko, parang sa bahay lang to. Yung di siya makalabas. As you guys know, well, Ika and Ces naman super strict sa household namin. So, yung nung umalis si Bella, sabi ko, alam mo kung ako hindi ako papayagan. Buti ako pinayagan pa siya at that point eh. Napaka-liberal na ng ng father figure na. Pag ako yun, dad, alis ako, punta ako with like some random dude I met around the world. No.
Oo.
Kahit pinita ko pa. Ayan. But yeah, it's just very eye-opening and sobering. And it's a difficult experience for me to watch it because nga, I've been through that and I've been conditioned growing up to parang hanggang ito na lang yung pwede sa akin or that I have to train to be like someone's wife or to be single and to not be married yet at a certain age is like the road to spinsterhood. So may ganun yung factor. So there's so much pressure with that. And just to see Bella Baxter living her best life, her second life, living it to the fullest. Para siyang sa akin, living vicariously. And I hope other people who have that similar background can feel the same way with the movie. Like when I see the sex scenes, I don't think it's just gratuitous for me. Like, you know, when it's just for show lang, you know, when it's like the sex position, you know, when it's like exposition with sex. Hindi naman eh. It shows na she was claiming it, diba? She tried getting to know the clients. She tried befriending them. Para iba yung perspective niya nun eh, which was refreshing because usually what you see with that kind of profession, at least on screen eh, kita mo yung kawawa or like, diba? Pinubog, ganon.
Walang so, choice, ganyan.
Oh, walang choice. Ito parang siya, okay, I'm just gonna do this. And I see that a lot with the generation now na they're very in tune with their sexuality and how to harness it. So that's also a good thing that I've been seeing with the feminist movement. And if it's not for you, then it's not for you. But don't yuck someone's yum, okay? It's like... confession.
Gusto ko yun. Don't yuck someone's yum. Karen May 2024.
Very liberating na movie for me, I think, in that sense. And also that it shocked, on a meta level as well, that people are talking about the sex scenes more than the actual message. Mas nag-freak out pa nga ako at like how like toxic and abusive the men were in that movie. Although it's very subtle with some of them. But if you're a woman, these are things that you've dealt with on a daily basis, and just to be treated like a child, hindi ka marunong, or like the condescension that she would deal with, is very relatable. And also, it's so interesting to me that people forget that Emma Stone is a producer in this movie. So obviously, she would have a say in all the sex scenes depicted there. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she wanted it there for a reason. And hoping, I think, ngayon diba, uso na yung mga intimacy coordinators and coach. So hopefully, it's a more safe environment to shoot intimate scenes as well.
Hi, Luke! To be fair naman din, yung ibang ano din naman yung intimate scenes niya, hindi siya yung parang usual na
hindi male gazy naman eh,
hindi siya corn me. Stuff parang oo. More of talagang yung facial expressions lang niya ganun, no?
I like seeing yung self pleasure scene. I don't like it.
It was so interesting, no? No, parang
it's interesting to have that much emphasis on it, and I just don't see that a lot, and I'm so glad nga na napinakita yan locally. I was really worried about this film. I'm glad na... I think naman kasi it contributed to the narrative and what they were trying to say. Liberation.
Okay, so we're down to our final thoughts. Ako, magsa-start na lang muna ako para ano, you guys have more time to digest or divulge your final thoughts. So for me... by the way, I share ko lang. I'm actually living alone and it's so liberating. So nakarelate din ako going looking back into my experience of watching this. Everything that, you know, that she was trying to do sans the syempre secret lang yung intimate parts, pero like changing first time ko nagpalit ng gripo by myself. Next kong project is palitan yung ano yung flush ganyan ganyan. And then, yun, parang iniisip ko din, recently sa parents ko ganyan, iniisip ko rin, kasi my mom was very conservative, as in, yung ganyang feeling na parang bawal lumabas ng Saturday, Sunday, hanggang 9 o'clock lang yung pinaka, ano, latest, pero di ko rin nagawa yun kasi high school ako nung buhay pa siya eh, so, ayun. So, I could just imagine na maybe my life was different if she was still here, kasi she lived in a very conservative setting din, so I think she was trying to impart that with me. So somehow blessed that, you know, my dad was he's conservative, pero he also gives way to whatever you wanted to do in life ganyan. Pero yun, so parang very blessed that this generation is not into that kind of life, diba? Parang siguro mas mataas na yung mental health rate ng tao na to kung hanggang ngayon ganun pa rin yung klase ng pamumuhay natin. And ayan, so I hope there are more stories. And yeah, good point. Yeah, she is the producer on this film. So I think she had a lot of output in terms of like yung executive decision. She was there, which is probably why most of the scenes work and they weren't tarnished by some old dude deciding for others or for us. Ganyan. Ayun, so do catch Poor Things on Disney Plus. I think
papa I'm not sure
discuss, no I'm not sure pa pero
anyway. Most likely kasi ano 20th century studios ang distributor, but no announcement yet. However, yun nga, plug ko na lang din the Oscars is happening this Monday morning local time. So yeah, you can stream it on Disney Plus. Ako, I usually have like a party for one na ano Oscars viewing party ako lang mag-isa, but yeah, I'll be rooting for Poor Things, and I guess thoughts, final thoughts and prayers, it's a movie, a really wow movie na parang yeah, it'll shock you, but you know you have to have the right mindset
Kasi, and it has a lot to say. Don't be too turned off with how much with the sex scenes, because some people might clutch at their pearls and, you know, be all shocked and, you know, just think about the sex. You know, it's more than just the sex, actually. So there's and yun. So don't be caught up in it, because you have to, you know, look deeper. And yeah, it's interesting, because I mean, especially, like, you know, sex, and then, you know, with girls, with women, diba, na parang for men, they're just, you know, women are something na, you know, parang to get pleasure of, ganyan, ganyan. But then, you know, what about us girls? What about us women? Syempre, may ano din tayo dyan. You know, we also want to feel good, diba? That's why I said na parang I was looking at this movie from a sex positive perspective. So yon. But aside from that, go pick up the book. I feel like the movie, because the book also says a lot of things that weren't tackled in the film. Yun nga. Did you know that she became a nurse eventually? So yon. And I appreciated that shout out to the nursing profession also. So yeah, ayun lang for me. And the last but not the least, our very own Bella Baxter. Ayun, clapping like Bella.
To sum up this movie, good for her. Yun lang masasabi ko. Good for her. And I wish I could say that to every woman who is suffering under the patriarchy. I hope that we all have our Bella Baxter moment, and that we all live in our dream house with our with our harem and the beautiful flowers. I thank you.
All right, and that wraps up our first Women's Month episode for this second na pala, if we're gonna count Mean Girls, but this is our first ever for Women's Month. Stay tuned for more episodes from us three soon this year, so 2024. And do send us a message if you have like any recommendations or anything you want us to review. Listen to us on Spotify, the Film Police Reviews website, and on YouTube. So I'm gonna post this on YouTube, so sayang naman aming mga backdrop and makeup tonight. Ayan, so thank you so much, girls, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.